Okay, good morning. Happy Chodesh Tov. Today's class is sponsored by the success of Malka Bat Shoshana for Dat Shefa. She should be able to be very happy in her community. Also in Le'unishmat, Miriam Bar Aryeh. And also success of, Refuah Shleima for Murat Ben Olga and Zivug for David Benyamin Ben Ella and Ronald Rochelle Ben Ella. Also, Le'unishmat Ahuva Bat Lilia. Shabbat Hashem. Also in Le'unishmat Yerachmel Diyad and Gedalia and Refuah Shleima of Ramshal Ben Yavne, which is Rabbi Rush, and Rabbi Daniel Ben Sara, which is Rabbi Daniel Katz. We constantly have those two in mind. That Hashem should give them a Refuah Shleima. We've received a lot of benefits from these two rabbis. And success in Yerushalayim Shemayim B'L'Shev Navak, Adi Abba L'Shev, Ashev L'Shev, Em B'L'Shev, Rina Malka V'Tova Basha. Okay, we're going to talk about Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Okay, the book is going to be from Rav Dov Ben Pearson. We're going to talk about the energy of the month. What do we expect on the month? What do we have to transform? What do we have to look out for? We all have this cancer energy this month. A little crabbiness, all that crabby energy this month. And this is obviously, we're going to talk about what we need to accomplish. The big point here is going to be stay in your lane. The big aha here is stay in your lane. Cancer is about this whole concept of the eyes. So obviously the month of Tammuz contains the longest and the hottest days. The world is we just came back from spring, now we're going into the summer. And just like the physical world mirrors the spiritual world. So you see now there's an energy of intense heat, which anytime there's heat and anytime there's in general, there's irritability. You know, cancers themselves, they're very irritable. They're moody, etc. So we're getting this irritability, this stress, chaos. So you have this energy in Tammuz. God's name. In Nisan, it's Yudkei Vavkei. Everything's in order. Tammuz, completely the opposite, completely backwards. So anytime there's flow from divine, it comes in flow. Tammuz, you have to do a lot more work to sweeten judgment. Do a lot more work to sweeten things, to cool off. Literally, tat, what do you do in a tat? You cool off. Emotionally, you're going to get irritated. You got to cool off. Tammuz also, we have to understand Tammuz, we have to be extra cautious about a lot of things. From the inner perspective, Tammuz also contains powerful transformation, positive heat and illuminating light, such as we can take the heat and elevate it, right? By rerouting our desires. Also this month, you have to understand that the hot weather also makes people want to expose more of their bodies, makes people go on vacation, everybody goes on vacation. So people tend to socialize, and anytime they're socializing, there's also social comparison. And there's also jealousy, and there's also more parties, more talking. So there's also this aspect of, unfortunately, the concept of evil eye, and etc. This month, you have to be careful with it. And he's saying here that the greater exposure to interactions can, especially a person has desire and jealousy in Tammuz and Av. This is something you have to really, really work on, desire and jealousy. Being jealous of somebody is spiritually equivalent to spitting in the wind. You pretty much get nothing out of it, but not only do you get nothing out of it, but basically whatever you wanted to do to the other person comes back to you. It's literally spitting in the wind. I mean, it's pretty much the worst thing. Now, when we're not in a good state and when things are not going well, that's the first thing we do. I remember when I was in a very low state in my life, I'm like, why can't I go through this? Why can't I do this? It happens. You have low self-esteem. This is an area that you struggle, you're jealous. But at the end of the day, that's the time to reflect, not the time to project. So desire and jealousy are definitely an issue in these months. And it's very, very important that you have to recognize how your relationship is. You have to be careful with enviness, with jealousy, etc. Because again, if you want somebody else's life, take the whole package. Don't just take what you want. You want a guy's success, for example. You see a guy in great shape. You know what it is to take, you know how much work it takes to be in great shape? You have to eat right. You have to work out a certain amount. It's a tremendous amount of discipline. You could be jealous of their discipline. That you should be jealous of. Be jealous of people's good habits, not of what their end results. Be jealous of the grind, not what they get after. That you should be jealous. I mean, somebody's doing well, ask them, how'd you get here? That's a good jealousy. Or say, just say, if a person's successful, be jealous of their hard work, not of their end results. And this is where, when people cannot achieve or achieve their desires, they become jealous, envious, and full of rage. And this is an area that we really, really have to work on. We really, really have to work on this area in this summer. Because again, you see summer, Hamptons, deal, the parties, etc. It's very hard to be completely happy with what you have when you see other people living in mansions. Again, if you have emunah, you fix the whole problem. Because at the end of the day, if a person is meant to have more mazal, if a person is meant to have, that's emunah, it's God. So to the extent that you're jealous, you block out any kind of emunah. And emunah is the source of all blessings. So you can see the connection between emunah, blessings, and jealousy. If you have jealousy or give evil lie, God forbid, it's you have no emunah. And without emunah, there's no blessing. So pretty much you're, again, spitting in the wind. Nothing comes out of it but sinat chinam. And this is where the energy of the month, what we have to rectify is the eyes. Seeing the good in people. Seeing the good. Don't say, oh, he makes money because he's not in a good business. Or the guy's working out, he's in great shape because he takes steroids. No, people work hard. People work hard. People have mazal. People are successful. Be happy for them. Don't just say it's because of something else. And you see a lot of haters out there. It's a shame because at the end of the day, they're not reflecting into their own thing. You know what's funny? And I've seen was the more frustration you see out there. You know, people, whether you watch Ben Shapiro's show and people are trying to attack him and everything, people want to give it, but they don't want to take it. You see today, people are willing to give it, but they don't want to take it. And you could see that. People want to give it, they don't want to take it today. If you give it to somebody, you have to be willing to take it. So this is, I really enjoy how Ben Shapiro really fights these arguments, because at the end of the day, they're giving it to him, but they can't take it when he gives it to them. And this is an area of our lives that we have to recognize that. So again, Hashem says, very, very important, you watch your eyes. Your eyes have to be focused not only on your own blessings, but again, if we feel grateful, what do you think you're gonna? What happens when you feel grateful? More comes to you. But when you feel ungrateful and you look at other people, then basically you're cutting yourself off. So this is where it's ultimately the greatest form of sabotage, is jealousy. Because jealousy is the very greatest form of because again, we're not in our lane. Our Creator wants to bless you. He blesses the person. Again, that's not your business. Your business is to focus on yourself and how you can maximize your potential. Period. The minute you go question, why this person, why the... You're so out of your lane. And that's how accidents happen. So again, stay in your lane. I can't tell you how much. And again, we all fall to this when we're not feeling good about ourselves, etc. But it's not possible to look at the good in others if you don't see the good in yourself. So here, the first place to start is home. Is start looking good in yourself. Feel abundant. Feel happy. Then the last thing you're going to think about is being jealous of other people. It's the last thing in your head you're going to think about. But when you don't feel good about yourself, all you do is we look at other people, etc. And this is where the summer months, there's a concept that we have to really work on the kina, on the jealousy and these tavot, etc. And he's saying something very, very important here. And he's saying, in the month of Tammuz and Av and Elul, we have to definitely redefine kina. In the month of Av, we have to work with false desires, which is tava. And Elul, we have to work with kavod. So you could see, it's these three things remove a person. Our sages say three things remove a person from this world, right? Jealousy, honor, and jealousy, honor, kavod. Desire, jealousy, and anger remove a person from this world. So we have to really, really work on that. And again, Hashem's name is backwards. So this is, you know, again, you're going to have frustrations every month. The month itself belongs to a specific, there's 3 months that belong to Esav. This is a month that belongs to Esav, Tammuz. This is where the tablets were broken. This is where the situation of the spies. So there's a lot of, this month you have to really, really work a lot on self-control on, again, staying in your lane and etc. The Torah verse, every single time we have a Torah verse. What's the Torah verse for this one? Ze eneni oshev li. What does this mean? This is worthless to me. What does that mean, worthless? Where did this pasuk come from? It came from Haman. What did Haman have? He had everything in the world, but one thing. One thing. What happened? Mordechai did not bow to him. Everything in the world. So the pasuk here is we can also walk around with everything in the world. We have everything. We have health. We have this, this. One thing we don't have, everything's worthless. So we can't have this missing towel syndrome effect that I have everything else but this. And this has become magnified and this is destroying my life. Remember that. You are not, this world is not a world to be shalem. You are not whole. This concept of everything has to be perfect in this world. Everything has to be great. My parnasa, my marriage, my kids, my other. Not going to happen. If you haven't gotten the news lately, it's not going to happen. You have to be comfortable saying, Baruch Hashem, this is great. Let me thank God for this. And then have the courage to deal with the obstacles you're dealing with. But to expect every single domino to match, everything to be exactly perfect, and one thing that goes out of proportion, you throw a fit, and life is not fair, Hashem's not fair, blah, blah, blah. You can't do that anymore. You can't live a life like that. There's no world. This is no Olam Hazeh. Nobody has Olam Hazeh. Reb Nachman tells you this. Any allusion to Olam Hazeh, even on the vacation, it looks beautiful. The couple's on vacation, 20-year marriage, etc. You don't see the coconut being thrown at the guy for looking at the other girl. You don't see these. You don't see behind the scenes. You don't see behind the scenes. There's no Olam Hazeh. Guys, we have to get that through our head. Nobody has this world. So whatever you do have, bless it. Be grateful for it. And they will multiply. And whatever you don't have, say thank you Hashem also for that. I'm not telling you here to knock your hopes out. I'm just here to maximize your potential. Because the more grateful you are, the more you'll see blessings in error. That's the eyes. The whole point is looking at the eyes positively. And if we fix this area in our own lives, and we were more grateful, then we wouldn't walk around, oh my gosh, you gave me an evil eye. Oh my God, that person's jealous. You could see that's the majority of the talking now. This is what's causing destruction. This is what's causing din in this world. Causing so much judgment because nobody's happy for each other. My God, it's a shame. We have to scream this out. This is a message. You see your friend getting married. Be happy for them. Pray for them. Torah's telling you this message. Don't be the sad Sally saying, "Why am I not getting married?" And Hershey's getting married. You're putting yourself in God. You are not God. You need to understand that you are not God. God runs the world. You need to be grateful and you need to maximize whatever you have in your life. But do not question the way he runs the world. He wants to give a person money. God bless him. Doesn't mean money equals happiness. The illusion is you think money equals happiness. It's a great joke that says. People say money doesn't equal happiness. But everybody wants to find out for themselves. So again, money is amazing. If you do the right things with money, it'll definitely make your life more comfortable. Etc. But again, it shouldn't be an obsession. That we have too much of an obsession today. And the more you obsess, that's the barrier not allowing you to receive it. So again, focus, jealousy, desire, and honor remove a person from this world. This is where you have these issues here. This is what we're dealing with. What's happening in the world? Jealousy, desire, and honor. But we have the Torah. We have humility. Jealousy, instead of jealousy, be happy for people. Pray for people. You can't be jealous if you're praying for the person. Desire. Be happy with what you have. Recognize that half of your desires are not going to be there. And honor. Run away from honor. Honor comes to you. So this is exactly the opposite of social media. They're trying to trap you. Telling you everybody's life is great. Everybody's this is great. It's all illusions. Everything's an illusion. And believe me, if you see this, I see this firsthand running an addiction center. Well, you thought that the perfect life, that person's in this, you would never imagine in a million years what's happening, what goes on. But again, we have to have emunah. If you have emunah, you fix the desire, you fix the honor, and you fix the jealousy. You fix all of them. If you don't have emunah, you fall into all of these. And where did this problem begin? The problem began in, as the sage says, if you chase honor, honor runs away from you. The problem began with Adam and Chava. Nothing is new under the sun, by the way. These three issues, jealousy, desire, and honor seeking, are the very reason Adam and Chava and Eve were thrown out of the garden. When they were ate from the tree of knowledge, what happens? They were also told that they could eat anything. So what was the first issue? Chava saw the tree with knowledge was good and was pleasing to the eye. What happened? She had the desire for control. She had desire for wisdom. She took some and ate it. This was the desire. That's the beginning of the problem. Initiated by the act of seeing that Adam and Chava to eat. Chava told the snake that he should not eat from the tree. Hashem had prohibited. The snake cleverly retorted that Hashem told her he shouldn't touch it. Hashem knew that if you ate it, your eyes will be open. And you will be like God. What is that? Honor. She wanted honor. She wanted to be like God. Instead of humility, be under God. She wanted to be like God. And the last was the snake. The snake was jealousy. The snake was driven by jealousy over Adam's relationship with Chava. So you could see these three things. Jealousy, honor, and desire remove a person from this world. So this is why we really, really work on desiring what you have. And again, the only solution here is spirituality. Because if you have spirituality, you're happy with your wife. You don't need to look at it. You don't need to desire the woman. Instead, if you really, the whole point of all of this is coming down to recognize that I can have everything or I can have absolutely nothing. But the minute you think it's greener on the other side, which is the mentality of everybody who's depressed and sad and low self-esteem, it's greener on the other side. I'm the only one not getting my lawns, the only one dry. Because you haven't watered it. The bottom line. It's green wherever you water it. Wherever you see abundance in your life, it's because you've watered that area of your life. See abundance in your marriage? It's because you see your wife, amazing things in your wife. You see good points in your wife. But if you don't water it, it's going to die. Newsflash. If you don't be grateful for your business, you're grateful for the same thing. Our job in this world is to constantly have gratitude of what we have. That is watering the grass. And when you're grateful, you don't have to look at anybody else's. You don't have to. And this is, again, we want to really remove, because it causes so much problems. Jealousy, ayin hara, causes other people to get damaged. It's not only you're harming yourself, you're harming somebody else. It's like going on a boat, digging a hole in your own cabin. Oh, it's my cabin. What's your problem? No, the whole boat's going to sink. You can't just dig a hole. So you have to stay in your lane. This guy's blessing, stay in your lane. He's married, stay in your lane. He's successful, stay in your lane. Rav Nachman tells us very clear. He says the Satan invests in money. Invests money in people. In bad people. What do they do? How many times have you seen an undercover agent? What do they do? They give him they give him money to be a, give him drugs to buy drugs. That undercover agent is really there to get other people. So the Yetzirah, Rav Nachman says, the Satan gives a person money, he doesn't deserve it, so he can trap other people. This is an area where you have to, the only solution, one of the greatest solutions to fix this is charity. Charity can fix all of this. Charity can fix jealousy because you're giving away money. So charity is a tremendous benefit. It means without charity, if you have money, without charity, you're guaranteed to walk in. You're guaranteed to fall into these problems. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So charity is the ultimate rectification for all of this. I mean, it's everything you should have. Hashem gives you more. So more money to give. It's the only way to really have a good relationship with money. Is connected to charity. There's no possible way. This is not my chidush. No, this is not my concept. This is what our sages tell us. There's no way to preserve the meat except by salting it. We have such a tava for this. Remember, our sages, we have a tremendous tava for money. Everybody has one. There's no way to balance it except by giving charity away. We should know. We should all know that. We all want to be successful. Nobody wants to sit there and not be successful. Everybody wants to be, but nobody. No, we're not saying that. Money has a very good. Money could do a lot of amazing things, and it's rooted in the same place as your soul is. So you seek it because your soul is rooted in the same place. But at the same time, if you don't have a good relationship with it, then you look at money as bad, stressful, evil, limiting, stingy, then that relationship you need to change, because that's the relationship you came up with. And this is what really, really want to connect to. So again, the rectification here is definitely the eyes. You have to rectify the eyes by seeing good in people, seeing good in situations, and seeing that Hashem blessed the person, it's because that person has a merit to be blessed. Not your business. Be happy for people, pray for people, and then you will be successful. Otherwise, you're spitting in the wind. Spitting in the wind. You think you're winning? It's only going to come back at you. I've gotten so many people. I said, are you jealous of people? Well, yes. Well, if we don't fix this, we can't even go to second base. Can't even go to second base because you're sabotaging your blessing. Sabotaging your blessing. Immediately remove this. Again, give charity and see people, be happy for them. In your heart, you should be happy for them. You hear good news. See, today it's the opposite. People they feel happy when they hear bad news about people succeeding. It's Shem Yerzoh. Shem Yerzoh. They feel bad news, they get happy. They get, oh, thank God. Like, and that misery loves company. It's not the Torah way. It's not the Torah way. Tammuz also represents, again, a tremendous amount of heat. Lemetzar, which means furnace, comes from the word furnace and heated. This is another month that we have to work on emotional irritability. Not being frustrated over every little thing that happens wrong. This is one thing about cancers. Cancers are very confident, but they have a lot of fear. Practically, a lot of them are walking contradiction. Extremely confident, but they have a lot of insecurities. Which is, you could say, how is that possible? They do. And Cancerians are very, very, again, very, very, they're leaders, they're the cardinal emotionally, tremendous parents, very, very good, very nurturing, very protective, very, very loyal. But again, when they are insecure, so sometimes they project their own fears. And this is an area where they have to work on emotional stability. That's one of the things that it definitely within cancers is a moodiness, the most moodiness signs. They're actually ruled by the moon. Again, we're all above mazal, but they have a tendency to have a short fuse. So they need a lot of laughter, they need a lot of simcha, they need a lot of, they need to be able to have strong relationships and be very, very committed in their relationships. This way they feel secure, and this way, once they feel secure, unstoppable. Unstoppable what they could be. But if they feel insecure, they're constantly going, what does a crab do? It goes into a shell all the time. So they don't know how to deal with this, so they have to go into a shell a lot. So this is an area where they have to work on the emotional irritability, perfectionism, all the stuff is definitely an area of our lives, etc., that they have to work on. But again, the main thing is obviously is vision, is be happy with what you have. Do not have this syndrome of Haman, that he had everything in the world, but he didn't have Mordechai bowing to him. Walk around with seeing 99 tiles in the room that are there, instead of saying, this tile is missing. The missing tile syndrome is all the tiles. You see every tile is there, but all you see is the missing one. And that's what the Yetzirah sees. Look, this is what you're missing in your life. If you were just married, look what your life would be like. If you're this, you had Parnassus, look what your life would be like. If you had this car, if you had this watch, look what your life. It's the biggest yo-yo mindset run in the world. And this is where you have to really, really work on that. So this is where today we have to really, really work on this. So again, gratitude, charity is definitely protection from the evil eye, right? This month, obviously, because of the problem with sight, because of jealousy, we have to pray for protection for the evil eye. One of the best ways to get protection from the evil eye, number one, is when you get complimented, you say, Hazdeh Hashem, it comes from Hashem. That means you really cannot, if it comes from Hashem, then it's Hashem, then He gave it to you. But when you take credit for something, then that can give you an evil eye. Nice shirt, Hazdeh Hashem. Hashem, beautiful. Nothing wrong. Nice car, Hashem gave it to me. Gave me a present. But when you take credit, my skills, my knowledge, my this, my hand, my this, you could actually get the evil eye from that. This is where Yosef HaTzadik, this is where you don't want to flaunt too much. Because at the end of the day, if you're flaunting too much, then you're sort of inviting compliments. And then the compliments, you're not going to say, Hazdeh Hashem. You're going to say, well, that's my work. Do you understand the problem? So if you over flaunt, you're going to get pretty much, you're going to set yourself up for the evil eye. So Yosef HaTzadik merited, this is what Yosef HaTzadik merited, because he was, what was the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik? What did Yosef HaTzadik specialize in? What was his major thing? He was always happy. His brothers were jealous of him. He was always happy. He was not jealous of anybody. So today, there's a segula. The Gemara says, if a person has an ayin hara, the Gemara Baba Basra, he could, what should he do? He could take his right thumb over the left hand and say, I am the descendant of the Yosef HaTzadik, and ayin hara has no power over me. What we really, really need to focus about that is that the answer of this is that you're above it. That means you have to be like Yosef HaTzadik. He was always happy. He recognized all his gifts from Hashem. So that's an area also. And what did he do? Instead, he flew. He protected his eyes. Protected his eyes from Potiphar's wife. So this is other areas in our life that we can definitely work on, etc. But again, we shouldn't be in a place. We shouldn't be in a place where we have to walk around and worry if somebody's giving us evil. That itself is showing you the consciousness of the place itself. And this is it's a very common question. I feel like I'm getting evil eye. Feel like I'm getting this. Does it exist? Absolutely, yes. Gemara says it exists 100%. So other ways to protect against the evil eye. Again, not taking credit for your things. Other ways to protect against the evil eye is to pray for it. Rav Nelson also says when you cry, protect yourself from the evil eye. That means the same tears will stop you from cry to protect yourself from the evil eye, then the evil eye cannot get to you. That's another thing you should do. In a third segula, if you feel somebody's giving you negative vibes, an evil eye, send them a good eye. Send them a good eye. Send them a positive eye. When you send somebody a positive eye, the evil eye cannot get you. And again, you have to recognize people have limitations. Everybody's struggling with something. It's normal for the Yetzirah to shift your attention from what you have to work on. Remember, because if you think about it, if he knew that you were onto something, he's going to distract you. So let's say I have a hard time with being grateful for what I have. So where's the Yetzirah going to take you? Yetzirah is going to show you. Look, he's going to prove to you that you're right. Remember how our brains work, rationalization. If you feel like God's stingy with you, what are you going to say? He's going to show you, you're right. Let me rationalize it for you. I'm going to show you, God is everywhere you see. If you see, I have no hair, Hashem, I have no hair on my head. How come you didn't give me any hair? You're going to see, everybody's got tons of hair, getting haircuts all day long. Do you understand? Because this is what you're focusing on. The Yetzirah uses your imagination to knock you out. So when you're grateful, you break it. Gratitude breaks this. Gratitude breaks the imagination. So gratitude is so important because not only gratitude, but you're feeling abundance. And then again, humility also. Humility also comes from the awareness. You know, you see, again, the setup today where you didn't have this before. Like when we were growing up, there was no video how to be rich in 2 days, you know. There's not these millennials that have no vessels and they just want to be rich tomorrow and then they fall on their face. So we had to work for it. There's not such a thing as, what do you mean, something so quick? We didn't understand that. But like back then, I didn't understand. But today, you know, people post pictures, they get paid for the pictures. You're setting people up pretty much for failure. Setting up people for failure. So we have to pray for humility, we have to pray for patience, and we have to ask our Creator, very importantly, give me what's meant to be for me. Maybe if I had too much money, that could completely knock me out from my religion, my spirituality. Doesn't mean money is not always good. Money can also come from the other side. You want to be able to channel that money from a good place. Money, for some people, has destroyed them. And the greatest paradox in life is the following. You figure the more blessed you are financially, the more you're closer to God. But it seems to be that's the opposite. The more people have money, the more arrogant they are, like, why do I need God? You would say, how is that? I never understood that concept in my whole life. You would figure, why? This God has blessed this person. How could he not be grateful and want to get closer to his creator? But it seems to be the opposite. I have money. It's pretty much like the guy says, sit in the parking lot, he says, please, Hashem, if a parking lot, if a spot opens, I'm going to keep Shabbat. All of a sudden, the parking spot opens. Never mind, I found one. It's this mentality that we have today. So remember, God gives you something, be grateful. Be grateful for it. It shouldn't make you arrogant. It should do the opposite. It should bring you closer to God. It should allow you to give more charity. It should get you to a lot of more wisdom. Not, God forbid, you have money. Some people tell me, wait, it's too much money. He doesn't listen to classes. What? Who doesn't want to grow spiritually? That's what money does. It makes us arrogant. We should never have that. So again, don't be crabby this month. You're going to get irritable. It's heat. I haven't taken my kids to Dubai for 3-4 days and then going to Israel. So I know Dubai is super hot. But there's this irritability. Crabbiness. Kids, this, summer, this. You have to be able to try to work on that irritability. And that's why the crab is Tammuz. And how whether the crab protects to multiply. The nature of the crab inside, it has a thick shell, right? But very warm inside. That's another thing about cancers. They're very, very, very emotional people. They have a thick shell. They don't let everybody in. But inside, they're very, very emotional. Very, very good people. Again, Hashem, help us all that we should get through this month. The simcha, practical things to do, again, is gratitude, seeing the good in people, and, of course, our favorite, staying in your lane. Have a good day.